Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news of the gospel with you, bringing the joy of Jesus Christ and just bringing you the love of God this evening. I want to welcome all my brothers and sisters tonight that are tuning in. I'd like to give a big shout out. We got a big shout out list today. From FDC, I'd like to give a shout out to 5B Andrew, 6B Darrell. And in Module 6A at FDC, we were able to share just a wonderful praise and worship time with our brothers there, all 25 of them, yesterday. What a blessed time that we had. Also, in OCCC over the weekend, we had a chance to get into Modules 18, 11, Annex 1 with Mr. Robeson, Scott in Module 11. Keep it going. Laumaka, you know who you guys are. Mr. Sai, Mr. Michael Brewer, keep up the good work. And all of our other brothers that we don't get to see anymore. Just keep it tight, keep it right, and keep standing in the light. WCCC, what a blessed time we had last week. Looking forward again this Thursday. And in Halava, a special time once again with Pastor Scott. Waiava, our brothers, we will see you this Wednesday up at Waiava. You know, tonight we have a very special guest. Yesterday was the day of Pentecost. If you go to Acts chapter 2, you can freshen up on that if it wasn't preached in your church yesterday. But today we have a very special guest. We have someone who has been all the way to Arizona and back, who serves actively in the Free Inside Ministry, prison ministries, that actually is the leader of that ministry. And she is going to be speaking today about activating the Holy Spirit. But before we get there, well, Lynn, why don't you give a shout out to all those that are listening this evening?
Aloha! And a special shout out to the guys in FTC. We had a wonderful time talking about the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Bulla.
We had a wonderful time there. But, you know, Free Inside Ministry, we have a website. It's www.freeinsideministry.org. And that's our website. We have an email, and the email address is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And if you're on the social media, we have a Facebook page that just recently, in the statistics that I was looking at, we are in 19 countries at this moment as of last week. We have reached out to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And I have no explanation except two words, but God. Amen. But God. People as far away in a country called Serbia. You could pay me $10,000 to find Serbia on the globe, and I would lose that bet. But Serbia is somewhere out there in God's great creation, and Amen. We bless those people there. We're in 19 or 20 countries, I said, about 17 languages, and thousands upon thousands of people hitting up on the Facebook page where we list all of our radio programs, where you can download them for listening entertainment at a later date, or you can click right on the link and listen to them right now. And we've been on the air now with God's grace, and we want to give a big shout out to Mark Benson and his team at Honolulu Ford Amen. For their sponsorship, and also First Assembly of God Red Hill. But we've been on since the first week of February, so there is a plethora, that means plenty kind, plethora of selections to choose from. Now, I'm going to tell you, this week we have a wonderful lineup. I'm going to let you know far in advance so you can put it down in your calendar so you can tell your friends about it. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, May 21st, we will have someone who has been in the prisons for over 28 years. No, she was not incarcerated, wow. But she has gone into the prison faithfully every week, every month, every year for 28 years. And some of you listening don't even know what that means because you're not even 28 years old. Hallelujah. But Pastor Virginia Dominglan will be my special guest on the program. We're going to have her share her heart and what makes a person, what can inspire a person to continually go into the prisons for 28 years. I know people that have had habits, had broke those habits and got new habits in half of that time, but yet she consistently and faithfully goes in and preaches the love of God to those that are lost, those that are broken, and those that are incarcerated. Now, that's just Tuesday night. See, tonight we start off with The Flame. We start off with The Flame from Sororal, which is Lynette. Tomorrow we've got Pastor Woo-hoo! Virginia Dominglon. And Wednesday, you do not want to miss Wednesday night. My brothers and my sisters, my beloved, you know that I preach out of the Jesus book. You know I love the Jesus book because I believe everyone should understand the Word of God. Well, on Wednesday night, Pastor Jay Puahi from Straight Up Ministries, and you got to love a name of a church that just says like it is, Straight Up Ministry. Pastor Jay is the living, the breathing, the walking, the talking Jesus book. That guy gets me going even before he opens his mouth. You look at this guy and you think either he's going to rip off your bicycle, going to take your hubcaps, take the $3 out of your wallet, or he's going to whack you over the head, and he comes out with the love of God. Talk about not judging a book by its cover. He is the real deal. I was able to listen to him at a men's revival meeting. He had them going. You're talking about 100 men, big guys, tall guys, short guys, skinny guys, fat guys, every color in the crayon book. This bug, I had them rolling, and it's just straight from the heart. And you don't want to miss Wednesday night. So Pastor Jay and Pastor, I think Pastor Sean is going to be with him too. So Wednesday's going to be great. After that, for the rest of the week, my beloved, I don't know what's going on. That's such a great lineup. I think I better have Jesus come on Thursday. I better check it out and see if he's available. But anyway, I just want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. You know, Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. We preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God in words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in the facilities on Oahu, even in Saguaro, Arizona. Please feel free to check out our website. Drop me an email. Tell me what's going on. You know, I've been so blessed to be receiving phone calls after this show's last week from family members that have been listening to this show's faithfully. Not my family members, not my Ohana, because sometimes they don't like to call me, okay? But I still love my kids. Anyway, the people that are calling are parents or aunties or sisters or brothers of those that are incarcerated. And I had one lady tell me, she said, Bula, anybody who get on radio in the United States should listen to this show. And the reason I appreciate that much, she's not even my auntie, but she's a lovely lady. She says her son is incarcerated in Nevada, and I've been corresponding with her to give him words of encouragement, to give him the sinner prayer, and other things that I can do to support those that are incarcerated. This show, Free Inside Ministry, is not only for people of Hawaii that are incarcerated. Anyone who is incarcerated should be available to listen to this show. But as many of you know, like I always say, you do not have to be locked up to be locked out. Many people are walking the streets of Honolulu and Waikiki right now that are more locked up than the brothers that I preach to in the prisons and the sisters that I preach to, because they have found the truth. You know, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And you know by now, but I'm going to remind you, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future. That's not just for me. That's not just for you. That's for anyone who can read the Bible and understand the Word of God. Well, tonight, as I said earlier, my beloved, this is 99.5 FM, The Word. This program is Free Inside Ministry, coming at you Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 10 p.m. Thank you for tuning in. Now, tonight, we have a very special guest, and that is none other than my lovely angel, Lynette. And tonight, you know, we talked about Pentecost yesterday in church, when we just had a really wonderful time with Apostle Greg Hood and his lovely bride, Joan, in Life Church, Kailua, at 355 North Kainalu Drive. Wonderful church. They have a service at 10 a.m. every Sunday, and we're able to go there not as often as we like, but yesterday Apostle Hood was just giving us a wonderful message on the Holy Spirit. Now, you see, a lot of people don't understand the Holy Spirit. They get all nuts. You know, they get really scared. And there's a lot of churches that will not preach about the Holy Spirit for whatever reason. But it is a gift. It's a spiritual gift that we recognize. And so I wanted to get a viewpoint, to get a point of view, to get an opinion from someone who I know to the core of my soul and my DNA activates the Holy Spirit when it becomes time of stress or trouble, because she knows where her help comes from. Her help comes from the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to let my wife just talk about, Lynn, maybe you can just share. A lot of people, they don't understand about the Holy Spirit. They know the day of Pentecost, the disciples, 120 in the room, 3,000 people came to be saved after Peter had preached the message. But in today's world, in the world that we live in our society, where everything's controlled by a remote control or a button this, a button that, iPad, iPhone, I don't know. Well, they don't realize that the iPray was the first Apple product, and that was by Eve.
Amen.
But the iPray. But anyway, if we want to talk, if you could just share and take us along the path of, you know, the Holy Spirit. Explain it to someone or someone that might be listening that they're a little bit confused. They might know a little bit about it, but they just don't know what to do with it. So take it away.
Well, you know, this weekend it was such a powerful weekend in prison ministry. Not in prison, but visiting with my brothers and sisters. And, you know, the thing that the Lord kept putting on my heart was to share about the Holy Spirit. And when our brothers and sisters, when you out there that are incarcerated, you know, when you receive the Holy Spirit, when you receive the Lord Jesus, when you accept Him into your heart, God leaves with you the Holy Spirit. It is His gift to us, walking the earth, that it would be our comforter, will be our counselor, will be our helper in times of good and bad. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is not something that just exists in a few of us. The Holy Spirit exists in every single believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, Bula. And one of the things that I talked about this week that God keeps putting on my heart is that there's power in the Holy Spirit. And there's so many times that although the Holy Spirit resides within us, that we fail to call upon the Holy Spirit to assist us, to give us power, to be able to go ahead and go through the things that we have to go through, Bula.
Well, I wanted to bring everybody up on the same page. Just take a moment here, and I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Version. This is Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, so we have a point of reference. And then I will be diving into, jumping head first, no broke the neck kind of action, into the Jesus book after that. So if you may, in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now in the Jesus book, the Bhagavad Gita is, when the day number 50 after Passover would come, the one they named Pentecost, all the people that trust Jesus would stay together in one place. Right then and there, one noise would come down from the sky, just like one strong wind, and make a big noise all over the house where they stay sitting. Then they see what looked just like small kind fire that went stay right over every one of them. God's special spirit went take charge of them, and they went start for talk with plenty other kind languages, because God's spirit went make them so they can.
Amen.
So I just want to make sure everyone has a reference point so they can look back at it later on this evening. But if you want to reference it, once again, that's in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Thank you.
You know, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are so wonderful. Let me just name a few. It's the gift of serving, the gift of teaching, the gift of encouragement, the gift of giving, the gift of wisdom and knowledge, of faith, of healing. And then the gifts get very deep into miracles, prophecy, discernment, the speaking of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. And the wonderful thing is all of us have the opportunity to activate the gifts, because gifts are in all of us, amen? And so do we all have gifts? Yes. Do we all activate them? Sometimes. And, you know, it's kind of like the college courses. You know, you go and take English 101. You know, that's when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. And then you go do this other course of Jesus 301, and it's like, wow, this is all about the gifts, that we all possess the gifts. And how do you activate those gifts? Well, certainly, you have to ask yourself, are you living for Christ? Are you being obedient to the word and following the instruction? And in the times that we repent, because we know we're not perfect, but do we repent when we sin? And, you know, the evidence of having the gifts of the Spirit is speaking in tongues. Amen. And I know sometimes there's churches that are, they hesitate to speak about that wonderful gift that the Lord gives us. It's our heavenly language that ignites us to talk from the world to the heavenlies, amen, that the Lord is within us. And sometimes we know we're searching God, but we don't have the words inside. But the Holy Spirit will give you those groanings, those little utterances that speaks to the Holy Spirit, where he understands, which goes straight to Jesus in the heavenlies, amen.
Amen.
And I just got to say, and I just want to share a scripture with you, 1 Corinthians 12:27-31. 1 Corinthians 12:27-31. And it says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, gifts of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are you all apostles? Are you all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts." You know, that this scripture just tells me, yes, these gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is for the body of Christ, not just some of Christ. They said the body, for all. It's that word that the Lord uses in scripture, A-L-L, all. And you know what? It's to strengthen us. It's to charge us forward. It's to give us confidence, amen?
Amen.
And to have us be in the power of the Holy Spirit, because in the end, we don't need more of God, because God has already given all of him to us within the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit. What God wants is he wants more of us.
Amen.
And how does he get more of us? It's us living for him and us choosing him, Bula.
Amen. You know, and it's just like I was just reading in the Bible the other day. And it's just, Jesus makes it so easy to understand. "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
Amen.
You know, I think a lot of times we're afraid of finding out who we really are. I think we're afraid of finding out who we are when the lights are off, when the fanfare is down, when there's no crowd, and it's just you sitting there alone with God. You know, in the prisons, for many times, I'll ask, "How many of us have ever lied?" Well, of course, everyone raises their hand.
Amen.
And I say, "How many of us have ever stolen anything in our life?" And of course, everyone raises their hand.
Amen.
And then I say, "How many of us," because usually I'm with the men, or even when I'm with the women, "How many of us have looked at someone of the opposite sex and had some scandalous thoughts?" Of course, everybody raises their hand. So I said, "You see, guys, we are all sinners and fall short of the glory of God."
That's right.
Not any one of us in this room is any better than any other. There is no title, nothing. The title and the mantle that we all share combined together as one, we are sinners.
Amen.
And that's just to give them a common ground. But, you know, it's in the book of Luke. It's in the book of Luke in chapter 11 when the Lord says, now this is the Lord, this is Jesus speaking right now. "For everyone who asks receives." Now let's take a look at that. Does it say for only the people making over $55,000 a year receive? No.
No.
He says, does it only the needy receive? No. Do only the paralytics receive? No. Do all those that don't pay any taxes receive? No. It's only the people that speak English receive? No. It's the word everyone. "For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." This is a promise from God. You know, and the other thing I wanted to share about the Holy Spirit, my brothers and my sisters, is that I learned the other day, and it was really interesting. Maybe you want to think about this. Who wrote the Bible? Many of us will start naming prophets. We'll, of course, cite Paul, who wrote 22 of the 66 books. But they didn't write the Bible. They were the penmen. They were the ones holding the instruments, writing the words. Because we believe that the Bible is the authorized, the infallible, inerrant, and inspired word of God. So if you can hold on to that thought just for a second longer, the Bible, as we all agree, is from God. So if the Bible was written, is authored by God, is just written by the prophets and everyone else, the author of the Bible resides inside each and every one of us who is a believer.
Amen.
That is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The one who is the creator of all living things.
That's
the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher, the bright and shining morning star,
Yahweh.
The one who created all living things around us, every spoken word, Yahweh, the great I am,
yes,
is the one who resides in each and every one of us. Hallelujah.
Thank
if anything
you
learn tonight is that the author of the
Lord.
Bible, over 2,000 plus years old, who is still giving the future of our world, it's a historical recollection of everything that has happened. The author of the Bible resides in you. You don't need anything more than what you got. You don't need more church. You don't need more religion.
You
don't need more God. God needs more of you.
That's right.
God needs more of you. You got everything. You got all the tools you need. You got everything you need to pull out anything that's in front of you. But we fear what we look at in
That's
the mirror.
Right.
We fear who we really are.
That's right.
You see, when you have a come to Jesus encounter, when you have a come to Jesus moment,
Father, thank
you look
you,
in
Jesus.
The mirror and you say, Lord, I'm a thief, man. I'm an abuser. Lord, I think horrible thoughts, Lord. I'm a sinner, Lord. Take away your corporate titles. Take away your BMWs. Take away your fancy car.
Mm.
Take away your trips to the mainland. Take away everything till you're standing butt naked in your birthday suit in the mirror.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what God's going to see when you go to see him in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
How will he see you? He's not going to see your car.
That's
He's not going to see your house. He's not going to see your jobs. You don't care what your bank account got. You don't care about your IRAs, your retirement plan.
Not going with you.
What did you do with my son while you were on earth?
That's right. Well,
you know, I had three BMWs. They're all brand new. No. That's not what I said. What did you do with my son on earth? Well, I had two homes. You know, one was in Kailua and the other one was in California. It was actually in a nice place up at Thousand. That's not what I asked you. What did you do with my son on earth? And I pray that you will have an answer that will be pleasing to our Father,
Amen.
To our Creator. Because all he did was put his only son on the cross to die for you, for me, for our kids, and for our kids' kids.
That's
all he did.
Yes.
You know, he didn't give us half of the son. He didn't give us three quarters of his son. He gave us his son, his one and only son. How is it sometimes we want the best from God, but we give him leftovers?
That's right.
We expect God to give us all this, but we can't give God anything because we're so busy. Our schedule's too tight. We're tired. We have things to do. Well, you know what? I bet you Jesus had a lot of other things to do than go sit on a cross and die for your sins. Is the life you're living worthy of him dying?
That's right.
That's what you have to ask yourself, because that's when the rubber hits the road, when the pedal hits the metal, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, what's up? Be truthful to yourself. It's going to be painful. It's going to be hurtful. But you know what? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it's by his mercy and grace we breathe every day. All God wants us to do is to realize out of all of our resources, it doesn't matter, because he is the source.
That's right.
He is the living waters that he will bring into the desert. The desert might be your heart right now. The desert might be a relationship you're in right now. The desert might be your family. The desert might be your job. But he is the living waters. If you know where the answer is, why don't you ask the right questions? Lord, help me. Lord,
Amen.
I need you. Lord, I need all you can do for me. Please, Lord. What
yes,
more can I
Father.
Do to serve you?
Yes,
you know, and
Lord.
It's just when you are able to be Jesus with skin, when you're able to help those that are in need,
yes,
for those are the ones that represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
Activate the gifts.
Activate the gifts that God has so graciously given each and every one of us. But see, what people fear, what people don't know they fear, and what people fear they will attack. That's human nature.
Amen.
And the other thing is that hurt people will hurt
people.
So we need to break that cycle.
That's right.
You know, half a truth is still a whole lie.
That's right.
You know, and there's no sin that's lesser than any sin. Sin is sin is sin. And like I tell my brothers and my sisters in prison, I'd rather die right than live wrong.
That's right.
I'm too old. I don't got a lot of time left. I want to make an impact in this world. I want to build the kingdom. Because God didn't say, go build my church. He said, go build my kingdom. After 40 days in the desert with the devil, the first thing that came out of Jesus' mouth was, the kingdom of heaven is near.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, why don't you just share a few closing thoughts, Lynn?
You know, I just want to, again, I'm just thinking about my brothers in FTC 6A. You know, yesterday they just... Oh, they totally touched my heart yesterday because I spoke on the Holy Spirit. And as I looked, as Bula was giving the Rhema word, I could see at times where they were taking turns and closing their eyes. And I knew what they were doing because I told them. I said, it's hard to call upon the Holy Spirit with your eyes open, distracted with the world. So I told them, close your eyes and just get with him. Just you and him, relate in relationship. And I could see them as they all were calling out to Jesus, because like Bula says, right, if the only time you pray and you call out to Jesus is when you're in trouble, then my brother and my sisters, you're in trouble. But these men, they were calling upon Jesus yesterday. They're calling upon the Holy Spirit that resides inside of them. That gift that God gave all of us to take the word forth, to strengthen us, to give us a charging mechanism, and giving us the power. Because there is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, my brothers and sisters, time has gone by so quickly this evening. Just know in your heart that you have everything you need to move forward and to build the kingdom as God wants you to.
Amen.
We don't need more of God. God needs more of us.
Yes.
We need to put him first and foremost.
Yes.
Is the life we're living worthy of Jesus dying on the cross?
Thank you, Jesus.
Take baby steps one day at a time. I'm not telling you pray for an hour. Just start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. And tonight might be that night that you start. Tonight might be that night where you just say, dear God, I'm in trouble. I need you. Amen. And that's fine. That's a start. That's a beginning. But we got to realize who our source is. Jesus Christ. All who we hold till tomorrow. Bless you, my brothers and sisters. We love you. We miss you. And we pray for you every day.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bula Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.